Crashes involving wrong-way drivers on the freeway are some of the most catastrophic due to their head-on nature and high speeds. Representatives for several state and county agencies spoke about the problem Tuesday to educate the public about it. As WUWM's Mayan Silver reports, there are steps that law enforcement and business partners are taking to prevent wrong-way driving and to intervene when it happens.
At a press conference yesterday, Lieutenant Nathan Clark of the Wisconsin State Patrol called wrong-way driving on the highway an epidemic throughout the state of Wisconsin.
Wrong-way drivers typically, when they crash, cause horrific vehicle crashes out there, resulting in fatalities, serious property damage, or personal injury events.
Clark says last year, there were more than 500 incidents of wrong-way driving on highways statewide. Inspector Brian Barkow of the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Department says wrong-way driving mainly involves impaired drivers. He says in the past 3 years, 56 drivers have been stopped by the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office.
Of those 56, 50 of them were impaired, either drugs and or alcohol, which is 89%. The other 11% were confused drivers.
Barkow says this year alone, 15 drivers have been stopped by the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Department for driving the wrong way on the freeway system.
All 15, or 100% of them, have been impaired, either under the influence of alcohol and or drugs. The median blood alcohol content for those 15 individuals was 0.15. That's almost two times the legal limit.
Barkow says most incidents occur between 8 p.m. and 4 a.m., and the frequency is twice as great on the weekend. Dan Diedrich, a safety engineer with the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, says the agency is going beyond state and federal standards for warning signs.
So we doubled up the do not enter signs, the wrong way signs at the ramp terminal at the bottom of the exit ramp. And then we also doubled up the wrong way signs farther up the ramps.
Diedrich says the DOT is paying close attention to on ramps and off ramps right next to each other.
Yeah, it's definitely an issue as far as, you know, when you have an exit and entrance ramp side by side, it leads to some of the confusion.
Diedrich says the DOT uses signs and pavement markings to eliminate the confusion. He says it's also starting to look at further separating ramps during future construction. Andy Bergholtz of TAPCO, a tech company based in Milwaukee County that's collaborating with state agencies and law enforcement, says the goal is to prevent wrong-way driving in the first place. This can be as simple as additional red lights on signs that say wrong way or do not enter.
Through just putting in some of what's called our blinker sign, LED enhanced signs, we've had independent studies that show a 38% reduction in the instances of wrong way drivers.
Bergholt says it's important to allow law enforcement to intervene quickly. He says TAPCO created a wrong way alert system, now at 20 locations in Milwaukee County, which uses radar and camera to notify a control center of a wrong-way driver. In addition, the DOT can immediately get messages up on the electronic signs on highways, like the ones that tell you to buckle up, to warn other drivers and hopefully the offender. Bergholt says in the future, he envisions drivers will be notified on the dash cam of their car that they're going the wrong way. Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.